We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It is 9:33. Total Information AM continues. I'm Debbie Monterey, along with Tom Ackerman. And joining us via Zoom is Chaffetz School of Business professor and KMOX business analyst Jerome Katz. Happy Thanksgiving in advance, Mr. Katz.
Thanks, and happy Thanksgiving to y'all.
Well, we had a story earlier this morning that a lot of the major retailers now are continuing the tradition of being closed on Thanksgiving, which I'm sure is going to upset some who can't wait to get shopping. But let's talk about what the retail numbers look like and what's the forecast for Black Friday.
Well, right now, things are looking better than last year. The National Retail Federation says that Black Friday should be somewhere between 6% and 8% more in terms of dollars spent, and at least 8 million more people shopping than in 2021.
Jerome, the economic impact of a looming rail strike, what is the potential of that?
If the strike happens, they're going to be in that first week, there'll be some obvious challenges. One is that gas prices will probably go up. If it goes more than a week, we're going to see a lot of a cascade of things going wrong. Cars and truck production will stop. A lot of chemical production will stop. In fact, consumer goods will begin to get lean because right now there are so the supply chains are so lean that most companies don't have a lot of material on hand. They're expecting weekly resupplies, and most of that comes by train.
It is insane these days because trains, if people have been stopped by them, have gotten so long, hundreds and hundreds of cars, and they've got it stacked up. I mean, three, four, it just seems like they're skyscrapers of those shipping containers. And just to imagine all of those going nowhere.
You're exactly right. There are 7,000 freight trains running in the U.S. every day. If those stop to replace them with trucks, it would take 460,000 more trucks on the road every day. And right now, the trucking industry is shy, 80,000 truck drivers. So you can imagine how things would begin to mess up. We just can't replace trains with trucks.
That is very true. By the way, before we continue, I do want to let people know we do have a crash 70 eastbound at 270. The two right lanes are closed. I'm looking at it right now, so it is a massive backup right now. 70 eastbound at 270. The two right lanes are closed. Speaking of transportation, the future of tech. This is Jerome Katz, our KMOX business analyst. Recent layoffs at Amazon, Meta, Twitter. What is going on there? What do you think the future is as we head into 23?
Well, the short term is you've got a lot of high-tech companies whose earnings have been less than expected. And so Wall Street is unhappy with them. So a lot of these layoffs are happening so that these tech companies can clean up their financial statements for the end of the fiscal year so that they'll end the year in a better financial condition and try and make up some of the difference to Wall Street. Long-term tech is healthy. They will rebound from it. A lot of the tech companies are laying off people, but they're paying for new technologies and new equipment to build in the upcoming year.
Well, with those layoffs, and those are generally pretty high paying jobs, and the potential impact on our economy if there is a rail strike, it doesn't necessarily bode well for ending the year on a high note.
You're right. We've had stronger finishes for the year. But going back, the fundamentals of the economy are strong. The inflation is beginning to show signs of weakening. There is a lot of, there still remains a lot of money in people's bank accounts. So we're in a good position to recover once we get past the current problems.
Just to circle back to retail one more time, Jerome, just the forecast for Black Friday. Do we look good tomorrow, you think?
Look excellent. 114, almost 115 million people will go shopping on Black Friday. That's actually higher than before, and it will continue all the way through to Cyber Monday.
All right. Cyber Monday is more my style these days, I have to be honest. I'll stay warm and inside.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much. We hope you have a wonderful holiday, and thanks for joining us this morning.
Happy holiday, all.
Chaffetz School of Business professor and KMOX business analyst Jerome Katz joining us here on KMOX.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.